Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
It's actually a realtor time management tip, and it's something that I have noticed that top agents are very good at, and I think you'll all really like this as a takeaway. I've noticed that top agents do this, and they do it so well, because you wonder, how the heck does that person manage that many listings and that many closings? I mean, especially, you know, in a low inventory market, you know, you get, if you have like 10 active listings, man, you're getting calls from other agents and sellers all the time, because there's so much buzz around listings, you know what I mean? So it's very hard to relax over a weekend or a night and things like that. But at the same time, you need to shut it down. So how do you do it? How do you block out time when you really want to make sure that you get all your contacts added, your action plan set up, or you're going to call everyone to invite them to your client appreciation event? And these are things we never get to because we're too busy, because we keep getting bombarded with everybody reaching out to us. We want to be responsive, right? But at the same time, you know, we want to time block and make sure we run our business by design and get done what we know we need to get done each day. And so I want to give you a little tip for that, because I think it's really, really, it's the key to it. Because, you know, I'd love to say you could just time block everything, that it was realistic for you to always hold your time blocks together and just turn your phone off every time, you know, that you were going to do something. And there's people that say you should do that. I don't agree with that. And I don't think you're going to do it if I even tell you to. So I don't know the point of telling you every time you do something, turn your phone off. I bet most of you never turn your phone off. But if you do turn it off, that's great. But there will be certain things you don't turn it off for, and you'll get interrupted and you'll never get things done. So here's what I recommend doing instead. And it's the concept of responding, not reacting. Okay. I want you to respond, not react. And there is a difference in my world between those two words, respond and react. Okay. We're going to respond quickly and react slowly. Okay. So we're going to respond quickly so that we're responsive. We get back to people, but we're going to react. In other words, we're going to change course on what we're doing in our calendar much more slowly. And here's what that looks like, right? Let's say I'm like, you know what? I am going to set these action plans up to in my CRM, and I'm going to be in there, and I got to get this done. I've been meaning to do this forever, and I've got 2 hours set aside that I'm going to do it. Okay. And I start doing it. And then all of a sudden my phone just starts lighting up. It's one of my active sellers. You know, you can feel it right now. I mean, I want you to visualize that. You're trying to get something done, and one of your sellers of an active listing is calling you. I mean, that literally will make the hair on your arms, you know, start standing up. Because all of you are probably reaching for your phone right now, even though it's not ringing. That's how instinctive that is for an agent. That is how easy it is for you to get train wrecked. So what if we respond, but we don't react to it? In other words, we just say, hey, saw you tried to call in an appointment. Is it okay if I call you back in an hour? No one will ever have a problem with that once, ever. I responded quickly so I can react slowly later. Does that make sense? This is why I don't like turning the phone off all the way, because when that seller calls you, they're like, nothing, nothing. No one's even responding to me. I'm starting to get worked up, especially if I'm a high D behavior. I'm getting worked up. Like, man, this guy never calls me back. You know, man, I mean, I shouldn't even have to call. He's not call. And, you know, sometimes he starts calling other people, starts dialing other numbers because he's spiraling now. This is the freak that hasn't even sold my damn house yet. Sorry for the language, but you get it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to act. I'm role playing what is it called when you get into the acting, when you method acting? That's it. I'm method acting. Yes. Yeah. Method acting. So, you know, I'm spiraling because no one's, but all you have to do is do a gentle touch. Like, hey, give me this. Because remember, you do have an appointment. I'm not lying. Even though it's an appointment with myself, it is in my calendar. There's another reason to use a calendar, so you're not a liar. If it's, yeah, I have an appointment, it's none of their freaking business what my appointment is. I could be with my kids' choir concert, right? And hey, I'm in another appointment. Can I call you right back? I'm not going to tell them about my kids' choir concert. I'm not like, I'm just dealing guilt out. You know, no, it's none of their business where I'm at. I have another appointment. I got back to them very, very quickly. Is it okay if I call you after an hour? Now everybody's going to calm down. We got it. They heard me. I don't have to worry, and I don't have to do any more work on my part to keep getting a hold of them. I stop any type of emotional, anxiety-driven, frustration-driven spiral because I respond quickly so that I can react slowly. Make sense? And now I'm going to still get my action plans done, or I'm still going to make my contacts, et cetera, et cetera. Thoughts on that, anyone? Thank you, Candace. I did not make that up.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did not make that up, but I would do that too. Like, I mean, I'm sure Candace, people have questions for you 24/7. You know, I'd be doing that. I'd be touching people saying, hey, I hear you. I got you. Can you just give me a moment? And quite people, frankly, when people can't give you a moment, they can pound sand. You know, you don't need those people in your life. You know?
And if I can add to that, a lot of times, sometimes the answer comes up with our clients. You know, I'll shoot that little text message we talked about a couple of weeks ago. You know, hey, may I please call you back after this appointment? And it's just with the emojis and all that stuff. And by the time I call back around 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in that window, oh, Philip, we figured it out. We got the information. Or, hey, we found it was in one of your lead behind. So we're totally good. So what felt like this dire emergency, you know, is really nothing. And you know what? It's really paid off the last couple of weeks. You know, we closed the deal out. We're closing two more this week. And we're putting in three new pendings. So we're going to end up closing out 11 deals by the end of, by the start of December. Wow. And still put in eight more pending to kind of go with that. That'll likely close in December and a few into January. But that's just time blocking and not, yeah, you know, not letting that stuff overburden us between 8:30 and 12 o'clock, give or take. Yeah. Here at home today, granted, but you know, every day I'm here, but you know, for the most part, it really is keeping in tune with that. And if I have to move an hour into the afternoon for follow-up, so be it. And it still gets done.
Yeah, I know what a lot of you, I mean, that's great, Phil. I love that actually, because that's true. They do sort it out. They just want to know you're here. You know what I mean? Once they hear you're here, they usually sort it on their own. I'd say half the time it works. I'm going to put one, imagine this. Imagine it's like 6:30 at night. Another hypothetical, okay? 6:30 at night, you're watching the Dodger game. You're eating, maybe with your family, because your whole family is good people. They're all Dodger fans. And you see that phone light up, right? And when the phone lights up, you know, it's like, you know, it's one of your, say it's the same seller, right? In that scenario, you could let it go to voicemail, like a lot of people will tell you to do. And you can, if you're comfortable just letting that go to voicemail and you're not going to think about it all night, it's not going to rent space in your brain, then do it. But I know some of you can't. A lot of you, probably most of you, are going to dwell on that and worry about that. Okay? I know I would. I'll be honest. I would worry. I've always had a hard time with just blowing people off till tomorrow, especially when they're my active clients. However, by responding and not reacting, I can quickly take their stress out of my mind. So this works with personal time too. I could say, hey, I'm tied up till late tonight. Could I call you first thing in the morning? Let's say at 8? 99.9% of the time, they're totally cool. None of their business what I'm doing. Make sense? Yeah, I see. And this is really, really good over here. This is also earning personal and professional respect. You betcha. That is one. Is that Nina? Or is it Nina? You got one of those names that works either way, Nina or Nina?
It's either Nina.
Way. Nina, thank you. That's a great one, because that does. It actually assumes that you have a life and that you have other clients, you know, which, you know, a lot of people want a successful agent that they can feel confident in. And you would assume a successful agent would have other things to do and not be always available too. So that is correct. You will set some boundaries and they will treat you like a professional the rest of the way throughout the transaction, right? So I love that. That's a great one. All right, guys. Well done. That's good stuff. Try to use that one. I want you to use that as a great realtor time management tip. Don't jump to pick up the phone all the time, especially when you're sacrificing your personal life or those key activities that get you your results, that move your business forward, like lead generation contacts, like business planning, like setting up action plans and your lead generation systems and things like that. And thank you, Candace, for all that help on how to actually do something with what I'm talking about, the implementation phase, making this all useful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.